Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Colombo Jenkins. This week I am joined by Tice and Frank Bosai, our producer. And today is a very, very special day, isn't it, Tice?
It is World Banana Day.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo! Hey, what was Beethoven's favorite fruit? Banana, banana.
In Beethoven's time, their bananas were probably just being perfected for mass production, actually, in England. There was a dude called Cavendish that perfected the perfect banana that is now monocropped and used for, exploitation and toxic monoculture. It's fantastic. Hey, but it's World Banana Day.
I've got lots of facts. I've got lots of things to say about that, but we'll save it until... What's the first tune? Let's play some music before people just turn off because it's too bananary.
Because it's World Banana Day today, I'm releasing the Bananas edit that I made in 2023, and people have continued to play it. And then in February, I saw Lunur, previously of Sicaria. She played it back to back with Fred again, and he rewound it in February. And I'm like, okay, when do I release this? And then I looked it up. Is there a World Banana Day? Does it exist? And yes, it's in April. I was like, oh god, this is perfect. So I'm releasing Bananas edit. It's on my Bandcamp for free download or pay what you want on World Banana Day.
And it goes a little something like this.
So that is my edit of actually Hollaback Girl by Gwen Stefani, but it's called Bananas now, which was always a highlight of that song. And I always thought they misspelled it. Like, I always said they on purpose put in too many A-N-A-N-A-N and misspelled bananas that way. And then at one point I realized, oh no, they actually got it right. It's not misspelled. And then I'm like, but then I have to make it. Then I have to make that version where it goes A-N-A-N-A-N like too many times. And now when I play it live, I also loop the A-N-A-N-A-N even more.
Yes.
Anyway,
yes.
You can hear I'm full of it, but I want to say one more thing about bananas. The word Banana Republic is a kind of pejorative word for like a corrupt, non-democratic country, usually in the Middle America and South America. And it sounds kind of like pro-democratic, pro-American, but it's actually American fruit companies and the CIA that installed those banana republics, that bought off these governments to suppress the local populations, attempts to unite and kind of bargain for, you know, normal workers' rights and not working in carcinogenic, super toxic, biodegrading monoculture environments. This is one thing I wanted to say about the Banana Republic, and now we can continue with the show. What's next, Dave?
Yes, what is next? We've got Erotic Cafe, a place where you might find bananas or banana-shaped things in an erotic cafe. But we're not talking about the place, we're talking about the person. Big love to Marco, Erotic Cafe. He's got an EP out on Vision. It dropped last Friday. It's called Recursion. This is one of the tracks. It's called Straight Jackets. Did you hear about the banana that started a podcast?
Stop it with the bananas.
To give his peelings
no.
a voice.
I already overdid it. Let's not put more banana.
Oh, I haven't even started yet. I put in an hour of banana.
So don't start.
Save it. Save it for the end, Dave. We have to talk about music. Like, the homies are getting together and they're ganging up against me. This is Kazra and Samurai Breaks, like, obviously friends of mine, and they are making tunes together now, and this is very exciting. It's a very good song. This one's called Easy. Kazra and Samurai Breaks on Critical. Big up.
Yes, big up.
Okay, bass garage on an American label. This is the future of the past.
Hey, what did the banana say to the monkey?
Stop.
Nothing.
At the
bananas
end.
Bananas can't talk.
Frank cut.
No, yes, never, sir. Never. I've got some advice as well. Have you got any silver? Have you got any silver, Tice?
We can't do the whole episode of banana jokes, Dave. I know you're excited.
This isn't a banana joke.
This is a
joke.
Music podcast. Stop.
This is
Axel Boy beat down on dead beats. Stop.
Use bananas to polish your silver. Stay safe when they walk down the stairs.
No banana joke. Next song is Stop That by Kenna and Gifta on Faith.
Hold on.
Stop.
To the banana.
No, no, guys, no banana jokes. World Banana Day, I know we're all excited.
No. Can you put extra distortion on my voice when I'm angry?
I don't think we need it.
I think so, because I'm not really shouting.
Bananas can create distortion on my feel on the microphone. Another banana life hack for you.
Song without
no, time for something wobbly. I'm going to try not to do any banana related puns.
All right.
But I do want to talk about negative geotropism at some point in the show, which is why bananas are curly. But I'm going to leave you on a cliffhanger there. I'm just going to say this is a wicked tune. It's a crystal clear remix of Objective, and the track is called Seasoned. If you wish to season a banana, you could just do a little sprinkle of honey, maybe some ginger, and some chocolate flakes as well. You guys love chocolate flakes. Is it Flocka?
Yeah.
Flocka? Something like that?
Glad of Flocka.
Flocka, I think it is. Yeah. Stick them on your banana, mate.
You gotta get seasoned. I'm gonna fall without a sauce.
bananas wear on their feet.
Oh. This is your Jemig. Shut up. No, no joke. This is your Jemig.
This is your Jemig.
Fucking do the fucking job. Announce the fucking song.
I'm laughing too much. This is Lynx and Need for Mirrors. It's called Fake Notes and it's my Jemig of the week. I'm really, really feeling the strangeness of this one. Really, really feeling it. It's called Fake Notes.
Yeah, big up. Really wicked. Love this one.
Thank you.
Okay, this is very cool. This is Leotrix doing something different and doing it really well. Like, a very unlikely combination of elements for me, like when it drops, like that bass line with this kind of all this disco sample stuff. It's really cool. This is Age of Aquarius by Leotrix.
Interesting fact about the Age of Aquarius. A lot of people believe that it started in the 1960s, but it's also believed that it could start as late as the 26th century. One important thing to remember about the 60s is that we didn't have the Cavendish banana. We actually had the Gross Michael, which was called Big Mike. I love the fact that the main monoculture of bananas before the Cavendish was called Big Mike.
Big Mike.
And if you want to know what's cut,
Gross Michel.
Goldfinger banana. What did you
Gross
say?
Gross Michel.
Gross Michel. Time for something from Serpents.
How can I say that this already happened?
This is on Nympho's label, Love for Low Frequencies. It's called Already Happened, or has it?
For the record, while Dave was announcing the previous song, he did try to make a banana joke. He did.
I did.
But yeah. Frank got him off in time, thankfully.
It was a nice little puzzle. You like puzzles as this, well. It's a brain teaser.
No,
six apples in one hand and eight bananas in the other. What What has he got?
No!
I'm going to let you think about that.
This is subbed up by Carabin on Yamatai.
I tell you what he's got. He's got massive hands. Yes, yes. It is time for some ectoplasm smeared all over your speakers and into your ears, courtesy of Seven Headed. This is coming out soon on Abyssal. What do you call a charismatic banana, Tice?
Groninger.
No, it's a banana smoothie.
Charismatic and smooth are like completely not... It's not one on. It's a bat. Jesus Christ!
I'd say that some of you use charismatic is quite.
Did you
smooth.
Make that one up yourself? It's terrible.
No, I got a really good one that you'll like.
Yeah,
as a musician.
Save it for the next one. But I'm offended. Like that was a bad joke. That's and we all know the standard is low with you, Dave. But Jesus, that is beneath you.
So, how is a banana peel on the floor like music?
What have I done?
Yeah,
I regret.
You suggested
creation.
Doing a banana special. I spent an hour looking this up. You created this monster.
Oh my god!
Now you need to feed
banana
it.
Banana golem. What? What? Why?
How is a banana peel on the floor like music?
Well,
is if you don't C sharp, you'll B flat.
Jesus.
That one was especially for you. Well, that's the thing.
Like, that one was good. Like the previous one, that's yeah. Like charismatic and smoothie. No, it's like no. Smooth people are not charismatic. Anyway, this song, from time to time, I announce this show and I get the preview of the song. And then I'm like, hey, Frank, can you send me this? Because I need to have this on my USB. And this is one of these. This is going on my USB for my dubstep section. This is Dem and Crosstalk, My Eyes. Really good. Really like this.
Yeah,
really like the rhythm, like the swing, and then the placement of the vocal exactly on the beat. Really cool. Big up.
Look into my eyes. Tell me. What to do? Look into my eyes. Take me to the stars.
Up Dem and Crosstalk. Back onto the DMB now. This is Tanganyika for Mythic Image.
Thank you.
So it appears that we have weathered the storm and Dave is out of banana jokes.
I got a couple of facts. It's cool though. I'm just letting it breathe. I'm letting them breathe, which is a good thing to do for bananas because otherwise they sweat and then they'll go moldy. So you have got to let your bananas breathe. A lot of these are just nonsense facts that I kind of making up.
This is a Crossroads by Wings on 31.
Yes. Up Wings, who is usually on Overview, but that was on 31, and this is on Overview, and it's Clinical, who's sometimes on Overview and sometimes on other labels. That's not very interesting. What is interesting is that bananas are a rich source of tryptophan and vitamin B6, which helps the body produce serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter that regulates mood and may help alleviate depression. I do eat a lot of bananas. They don't help very much, but they are quite tasty. Anyway, this is called It Pours. It never rains, but it pours. A bit like my banana facts, really, for you, right, during this hour, really, Tice, I think. Not to detract from this song, this is absolutely amazing. It's 140, and I love it when Clinical does 140. This is awesome. Quite cute about this track,
the one called Destruction.
Yeah, Anvo on his SoundCloud, on his bio, has got 1x Vision Radio play. So Anvo, if you're listening, when you're listening, when you hear this, you can change that to 2 now.
We're doubling that.
2x Vision
doubling
Radio
up.
Play.
Hell yeah.
I love that though. It's top of his bio on his SoundCloud, and I thought that was very cute and very awesome. And it was a couple of years ago as well, so long time coming. This is called Destruction. Very much like the man's plight on all of the world and monoculture and the way that we're ruining all crops and everything, like bananas. It's probably my most convoluted rant, but yeah, definitely humans are destroying the planet.
Yeah, we are.
This is really cool. I am going to stop the banana related things because this is on an EP called Corsica Forever on Rupture, and it is their final salute to Corsica Studios, where Rupture was for many, many years. And it was a long time in my life when I wouldn't miss a single one.
Yeah.
My life has stopped me from raving quite so much. I haven't been to as many Ruptures recently, but I hold the place in very, very special regard, and everybody involved, especially Mantra and Double O, who are on this EP, the Corsica Forever EP, alongside D-Bridge, who's on a Jungle Tip, and Skeptical, who also is, with this is Sound Clash.
Just two sound I play, and then the next sound I'm on some bada DJ. Some bada selector, I'm on a drop later, I'm on a more. And I'm on a drop.
Welcome to Vision Radio.
Back in the tune.
What are we reloading?
One more track from Erotic Cafe that we started last week's episode with. Ear Cut, reloaded by our patrons on Patreon.
Yes, yes. Thank you to everybody who supports us, sends us music.
Did you know that bananas originate in Southeast Asia and not in the Americas? And they were brought there by Europeans?
Right. I did read that in all my facts yesterday. Yes. I did literally learn that because of this show and because of your concept. And also that bananas are indeed berries.
Yes, berries.
Time for something new on Souped Up. As far as I know, you can't make a soup out of banana because that would just be a milkshake, I think. This is Atmos and Waze. It's called Try. It's very tight, squelchy, froggy, aggy kind of number. And I have got a little banana related fact as we are wrapping up, and I've got one or two facts and just one joke left. That top banana, I don't know if you ever used the term top banana in like Dutch language or whether that's a very much a British thing, but it is said to have originated in the world of burlesque theatre, where the performer drawing the most laughs was traditionally given a banana for their efforts. So there you go, call you a top banana. I'll give you a banana for your efforts on this show.
No, you're getting that. This is Daydreamer by Subliminal on Vandal.
So we got less than a minute on our Zoom recording now. So what is a ghost's favorite fruit?
Banana.
A banana.
Got
Frank
it.
Got it. Yeah.
I win.
Frank wins the episode.
I saved the worst to last.
Frank wins World Banana Day.
A banana is in the post.
Okay, but we have to still announce the last song. And that is Vesuvius by Omadhon.
Yes. The Hornets EP has dropped on Inspected. We've played every tune and we're really feeling all of it. Omadhon, you are awesome. And everybody who's listened or participated or tolerated my banana information. Because it hasn't all been jokes. There's been some real hardcore facts in there as well. And a lot of conjecture and opinion, as always. And Tyce, thank you for bringing this concept to the show. I feel I will always remember this particular show and at least one or two of those jokes.
I regret.
Which I will now go and annoy my kids with.
I regret. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And also, I want to apologize. And I want to thank everybody for hopefully tolerating this. This really, 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 really disappointing episode. I'm really sorry. And yeah, my song is out. Go get it.
Go get it.
This is the No Dave part. Like, how can I just say No Dave and then you ran for 10 minutes and I don't have to hear? Like, you probably have a lot of like pent up banana material.
I got one more thing.
Can you?
And it's actually quite interesting. I think, I have got one more thing. That's the name of my brand. I've always got one more thing, but actually, I've got one more banana related fact before we split. I want to talk to you about negative geotropism, and this is why bananas are curly, because gravity makes them grow down, but because of the sunlight and their need for sunlight, they curve up towards the sun, and this is why bananas are curvy. It's called negative geotropism. I thought that was quite an interesting, like, you know, kind of actual fact.
Are you just really impressed by that? It's like a difficult word. Like, that's really what's going on. Like,
I'm impressed by the fact that I managed to pronounce it right on the first time. 100%.
Geotropism. That sounds like a drum and bass track.
Yeah, like a label.
Coming soon. Can we form? Here's my note, Dave. Can we form a duo called Negative Geotropism?
Yeah, No Dave.
That was close. That was close. Yeah.